This weekend, Old Navy's heating up your summer style with $2 tanks for women, girls, and toddlers. Get the season's hottest style essential at this year's hottest price. Just $2 tomorrow and Sunday at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. They won't last. Get there fast. Valid 527 to 528 select styles only, limit 5.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Vandervoort, and we're on Blog Talk Radio, and as is not surprising, we are experiencing a little bit of technical difficulty. Our guest today is going to be Art Langer. We're going to see if we can get him connected here in just a second. In the meantime, I'll be talking to myself for a second. Art is the president or the founder of Workforce Opportunity Systems. Workforce Opportunity Systems, or WOS, is a next generation 501c3 nonprofit organization that transforms early career professionals by cultivating their talents, and they connect leading companies all over the world with a network of thousands of ready-to-work professionals who reflect diverse communities and opportunities. Let me see if I can get this back. Art? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, there you are. Excellent, sorry about that. We were having a little bit of connectivity problems there at the beginning of the show. Art, this is Michael Vandervoort. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Sorry. So we got off to a little bit of a rough start. I just read the first sentence of the description of the organization that you sent me. But why don't we just go ahead and jump in? Let me introduce the show and you. I'll ask you to just give your bio in a second. This is Mike Vandervoort. We're on Drive Through HR today, and we're talking to Art Langer. Art is with an organization called Workforce Opportunity Services. They work with early career stage professionals and try to build diverse communities and customer base for companies across the country. Art, give us your background and then tell us a little bit more about WOS.
I originally started in the technology world. I worked for many years for Coopers & Lybrand, which is now, of course, PwC. Went on to start a number of companies and became a professor at Columbia University a number of years ago. Adjuncted for a while and then joined the full-time faculty in 1995 and went on to do a lot of research work in the area of underserved communities and the effects of technology on diverse populations, and ran a five-year research study in the 2001 and had about 50 young people from the Harlem area near the university. Got some of them jobs, educated them, and resulted in creating an instrument that could measure readiness for the workplace for underserved populations, and wrote a business plan. And in 2005, we launched WOS, as we call it. And we provide all kinds of education and support and design training with partner universities all over the world, actually. Today, we're in about 37 locations around the United States, have such partners as General Electric, Johnson & Johnson, Bank of New York, just to name a few. And we do everything from call center works to Java developers, to shared services, to mechanics. And in 2010, along with our main client, Prudential, we also included a veterans program for post 9/11 enlisted personnel, veterans, and are one of the largest providers of those individuals. The idea behind the organization was that we find the talent, offer numerous different types of ways of working with us, anything from an on-demand and asking for one person to actually a specially designed program for a group of people. And they work for us for a period of time until they're ready to be transformed and hired away. We are a charity, a 501c3. We also have affiliate NGOs, as they call them in Europe, in France, and also in the Netherlands. And the research continues. We've published 4 papers. That research does come out of Columbia University. And we're very excited. We feel very strongly that we've established a systemic solution to providing what I would call undiscovered talent that exists in both rural and urban environments. We do everything from high school graduates to associate degrees to college degree students that are challenged in terms of support, and of course the veteran population. So I kind of coin it as it's sort of a Burger King model of have it your way. You tell us what you need. We even do managed services. Our program has just been going extremely well.
That's great. I have some questions that we discussed that I want to ask you, but before we jump into those, if I could go to just a couple higher level questions and maybe get your take on that. So like recently, it seems like topics like this seem to run in themes. There have been a number of articles, and I think the Guardian or Wall Street Journal is one of the last ones I read, where it talked about the fact that there are many jobs and many job seekers, but they're not always, the mix isn't always right for in the U.S. And that's one of the problems that U.S. employers are facing. And then the other topic that has kind of wandered my way to my attention here recently is I spoke to somebody a couple of weeks ago from the state of Colorado who's running an apprenticeship program working with companies in a similar yet, you know, much different, you know, format than what you guys are doing. And then newly appointed Secretary of Labor Acosta was just in Germany last week and was talking about apprenticeships. At the same time, we hear the budget is sort of being cut on job training. So there seems to be like a whole bunch of issues going around. And I just wonder kind of if you had a take on that and where we're headed, and then how we'll get into how WOS might be able to help employers with that.
Yeah, I think both of those are accurate. And the word I'd like you to keep thinking about is systemic and how we can change. I mean, there's a lot of people that do good things, and helping one person is a very good thing. But the question is, how do you make this stuff systemic in where you actually feel a shift in our society? So the first part of your question was the mismatch of talent. And we're going through a period, not only in the U.S., but, you know, we're very active in Europe as well, where there's a talent acquisition problem. There's actually a shortage of talent that organizations, particularly corporations, are seeking. And a lot of it is in the middle tier, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of experience. It's amazing when people talk about employment, and then you talk to companies that come to us and say, we can't find talent. We can't find individuals. And the problem is that middle tier is really hurting. And colleges and universities, unfortunately, are not producing work-ready graduates. So those individuals that are coming out of college, while they have nice degrees, many of them can't break through because they can't walk in the first day and contribute. And we're in this on-demand type of economy now, where corporations are not particularly interested in creating training programs. And it's hard for them to do that. And many of them are lean and mean. So what my philosophy in workforce was that we would provide the education necessary that these organizations needed, in which the ramp-up period would be much shorter. It was economically feasible. It had low risk. It brought tremendous community diversity in local areas, wherever they wanted it. And at the same time, we provide, and this is just the lack of a better word, the soft skills education, which is so important. And understanding what the workplace is about, writing skills, communication skills, note-taking, project management. All of these things are incredibly important to organizations. And when you talk in effect about transforming veterans, they're coming into a workplace that is extraordinarily foreign to them, in the same way that underserved populations have the same challenges. They just don't have any experience with that. And what we're doing is we're providing this approach where it's low risk. We find gifted talent in these communities. And I'm not talking about people who are running A-plus averages here. But people otherwise, mm-hmm. without some assistance, are not going to get through the system. We provide 100% health care coverage, Blue Cross Blue Shield. And we're not giving up on the completion of education. So when they gain their certificate from an accredited institution like Rutgers, like Penn State, University of Michigan, all of these major flagship public universities are on board with us. When they finish, we expect them to finish up and go to school at night and get their degrees. And if they're hired away, we expect our employers to continue to do that. We provide on-site support. We bail out and help families. We do interest-free loans. We buy clothing. We're end-to-end. We're like surrogates. And in effect, what we do, a university can't do, and a corporation can't do. So when someone says, I don't have enough money to get on a train, or they're in Dallas and they can't get to work, we pick them up in Uber cars. I mean, who's going to do that if we don't do that? And so I think part of the shortfall is that some of these programs are designed to say, oh, I'm going to educate you, and then you're going to be ready to go. And anybody that's been in this trench knows that the training is actually the easiest piece. It's the transformation and support, the convoy of support, and teaching corporations how to assimilate this talent, because otherwise they're getting these shortfalls on what they need. So we're creating different opportunities for talent that otherwise is undiscovered. So think of it as undiscovered talent. I mean, we did a job for General Electric where they have 800 people in a Java Development Digital Center in Detroit, had very few African-American mm-hmm. people. We got involved in the community. We hired people. We signed an agreement with the University of Michigan. We got 300 applications for 10 slots. And the first group that went through had 4 African-American women and 7 African-American men. It went so well that we're doing another 20 for them, just in Detroit. So these are the concepts behind this systemic nature. These things have to be able to scale. They have to make sense. And it has to be under the auspices of the risk capacities of organizations.
So you mentioned GE in Detroit, and actually I grew up in Detroit, went to the University of Michigan, and my father worked for General Electric, although in Detroit, although in a business that they no longer are part of. So a lot of that story resonates with me, and I understand. I haven't lived in Detroit in a long time, but the community, especially downtown, struggling. So how does a company like GE get involved with WOS, and then you've described a bit of the services, but kind of walk us through how a company who is in this bind might find you and start to work with you.
Well, first of all, we go wherever they want us to go. We can open up in any part of the country within 30 to 60 days. And we create a local presence, and then we find local usually we just love the flagship public, because then the money goes back into the system. We then sit with the organization and say, what are you looking for? What are the problems? And then we have a myriad of different options. One of them is what we call our cohort or group or specialty trained, where if you need more than 5 people, it may be worthwhile having these people specifically educated so that when they walk in, they're ready. And by the way, it's sort of an apprenticeship program, even though I don't love that word, mm-hmm. in the sense that they're going to school and they're working at the same time. And then we find the talent that fits their needs. Is it someone who needs to be able to communicate? Is it someone who's just doing Java development? Are they looking for military personnel? Are they looking for some combination? Are they looking for more women than men? We did a job for a company that, wanted more women. And so it's mm-hmm. very specific, and the company gets deeply engaged. If it's a case where we're going to create a certificate program, we design it with them, and then we bring it to the university for their authorization. and figure out how the education is going to be done and when they're going to start work. And then we go out and we find the talent. We do drug testing, background checks. We even have all the insurances where we actually, to some extent, look like a consulting firm, even though that's not really our mission. So we create an environment where we can work with the corporation in a way that doesn't create problems for them. And it's a whole involved system, but it happens very, very quickly. And we take an attrition reserve, and we also have ready talent. We have 10,000 people in a database all over the country with people who have various early career levels of talent that can be called upon to do various jobs. So we come up with a complete solution with the management team, work very closely with the people who will be managing the resources, and then we have advisory services which really teach them how to mentor and support the transition of these individuals with our help.
Great. I'm going to do just a quick reset. This is a 30-minute show, and we're just a little over halfway through. So, you know, people will listen to some live, and some will listen on future podcasts or downloads. So let me just reset who we are and what we're doing here today. This is Mike Vandervoort on DriveThruHR, and it is May 24th. And our guest today is Dr. Arthur M. Langer, who I've been calling Art, if you've been listening to it so far. I hope that's okay.
That's fine.
And Dr. Langer... Dr. Langer is the chairman and founder of an organization called Workforce Opportunity Services, which is a nonprofit 501c3 that provides scholarships and career opportunities to underserved populations around the world. He also has a plethora of other credentials, and we're talking about how WOS, for short, Workforce Opportunity Services, you know, has worked with companies like GE and others to provide underserved populations opportunities to get into the workforce. I think one of the things, so that's the reset. I think what you're offering a new service here that you've just rolled out called WOS Digital. Is that correct, Art?
That is correct.
What can you tell us about WOS Digital and how does it fit into your services or your organization?
Yeah. So if you look at what's going on globally and the work that I'm doing and the speeches that I make and the things that we've been doing in the research, what's happening is talent acquisition is dramatically changing. We're going into something called the gig economy, where not everybody will be a full-time employee. There'll be different types of relationships that employers will be looking for. And we want to be able to represent the underserved populations around the world and to be able to provide ready-to-work individuals in a myriad of different ways, from a temporary person to an outsource managed services to a permanent to hire, all of these types of things. So we're coming out with technology that will allow employers to visit our website, to get engaged with us and say, look, I need 20 people for 6 months, and we'll be able to respond to that. Or I need 3 people and who I would like to hire in 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is. Or I'm looking for people who I can directly hire in these categories, in these locations. Or, you know, I'm not sure I want to do this work myself. I have a call center and we have over 10% attrition every month, which is very common. Is this something you can run for us? And we're ready to, and we're doing all of those things. We even do 100 mechanics a year for United Rentals, in which they are hired away in 15 weeks and relocated around the country. They're all veterans. And they have the lowest attrition of any alternative that they had attempted to do. So we go everywhere from blue collar, if you will, or advanced manufacturing jobs to Java developers and quality assurance and any of those things. So we want to be the suppliers in this very quickly changing environment that's going on and be there to supply talent under one specific area, early career, underserved talent, which includes veterans, college grads, students that just got their associate's degree, high school students who don't have the money and support to go away to college, You know, if you look at the community college graduation rates, you get very concerned. You know, many of these kids come out of high school. They're smart. They don't have support. They may be one adult in the family. They need to work, typically in a Burger King or a McDonald's. They get some type of small scholarship to go to a community college, and they last one term. And you know why? Because they're working 35 hours a week flipping hamburgers. And the high schools don't really know. They just know about graduation rates and being accepted to college. But the fallout rates are enormous. And yet, so where is this talent going to go? And there are many, many opportunities for them. And we even do a lot of legacy systems, mainframe stuff, ways in which people can find a path to earn a living, become good community supporters, and continue with their education, but not on the basis of going away to 4 years of college for many of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not feasible anymore to be able to accomplish that. They may have to go part-time. Incidentally, for those that have graduated, we give them a payback system to help pay off their debt. So
the student loans that everyone talks about these days?
Right. Yes, you bet. And I must tell you, this whole area, the gig economy, the digital transformation, we're seeing a rapid change in human resource needs. And all kinds of shortfalls in talent acquisitions that need to have choice in the way they find talent. And we want to be that surrogate that works with these individuals, helps guide them, deals with their financial challenges and other social support systems that are not there for them. And we feel that we have a very unique socially entrepreneurial model, which basically says, yeah, we want you to be nice, but we also want you to say, wow, this was a great deal. Because if it was a great deal, then you're going to want more. And the evidence of that is Prudential. And we've been in six locations with them, and they have hired away about 180 people from us. Think about that as a systemic solution.
Okay. So WOS Digital, two questions. A, where would people find that? What's the website address? Or I'm sure you could just put WOS Digital into Google, but do you have a specific URL?
Yeah, it's wforce.org. And up on our right-hand side is the WOS Digital, as well as all of our other offerings that we have and different ways in which you can engage us. There's no minimum number of people that, you know, we need or any particular profession or requirement that we have. And if we're not in a particular location, we will invest in moving there.
So how does a member of the, you know, so-called underserved population, how do they find you? I assume
well,
you do some proactive
digital,
work in
the The WOS website has an area on the website for prospective employees of ours and students to actually send in a request. The WOS Digital activity is building a population of affiliated people, even if we don't quite have a position for them already. And what we're going to be doing for them is educating and providing services for them just by being affiliated with us. And then, of course, when we go into a community specific to an organization, we then go through the school systems. We are very closely aligned to the military populations, and we create an ecosystem of both the community, the school, the politicians, and the corporations. And if you can bring those three together, you should look at us as an incubator, because we bring all those parties together and make it work.
And so we've talked about what kind of what need WOS Digital fills in the market. What kind of impact do you have? I mean, what are your hopes for WOS Digital as far as impact on your current or potential future clients?
Well, We do work for PSE&G, which is a power utility company in New Jersey, and they just made the decision that they're going to use us as their recruitment pipeline because over 85% of the people they've gotten through us have stayed, and their alternative paths have showed only 50%. So we want to be the supplier of early career underserved populations, which is the ones I described to you, and it's a home run. The return on investment is less than a year. You're also doing the greater good. You're also helping the community. Think about this. The three largest expenses that I have is payroll, health care coverage, and college tuition. What do you think about that? I mean, and when we pay college tuition to a public university, where does that money go? Well, it goes back into the system. Payroll, we're paying payroll taxes. And our workers, employees, at Christmas, you know, they're buying their families Christmas gifts. And we call that consumer spending. So we've created a system that can scale and go anywhere in the world. And this is another important factor. You know, if you're talking to GE or Prudential or Merck or Johnson & Johnson, their talent management challenges are not limited to the United States. It's a global issue. And we've also brought together some extremely accomplished academic business school faculty. Peter Capelli from the Wharton School is probably the top human resource professor. He's engaged with us in our advisory board. We're working very close together in terms of establishing a new supply of talent. And what I'm saying to you is, as Peter would say, the supply chain of talent in this country resembles a 1956 model. And what we're establishing, a new way of seeking out and finding talent, nurturing it, bringing it along, preparing it for a life in a corporate environment, and helping these corporations understand how to take advantage of these pipelines of talent that they otherwise do not know how to reach, do not know how to support, all right, and do not know how to nurture. And that's where WS becomes the perfect, in our opinion, a perfect a support system. And as I say to most organizations, you don't want to do what I do. You know, you want to be 24/7. You want to be working with families. You want to give a kid, an early adult, $3,000 because they're getting evicted from their apartment. You want to pay for a babysitter because a young lady can't go to school at night because a mother is making her babysit for a younger child in the household. These are examples of things that I'm telling you happen every day to WOS. And with our help, that little thing to many people is the huge differential between success and failure. And I always say to everybody, well, who's going to do that? You know, yeah. University of Michigan can't do it. GE can't do it. They just can't. So we have found what I think is a wonderful niche where we can make a social impact, not to mention the academic community that's getting involved. Another person involved with us is David Thomas, who's a tenured professor at Harvard Business School and deals with ethnic minorities and executive growth. And he's the chair of our advisory board. I mean, these are people that are just brilliant scholars that are engaged in the human resource profession. And we want to reach these leaders to get them to understand, along with the HR community, that there is an alternative and there is talent in these communities.
We are down, believe it or not, we are down to the last minute.
As it said there on the private voice, the final 90 seconds. So how you mentioned ROI, you mentioned, you know, cutting turnover by 35% in one specific case. You mentioned at Prudential, I think. Those are some really compelling kind of statistics that HR people should be have their ears up and listening to. How do you is there a cost to a company to work with you? And then, you know, again, I guess as a final wrap, how do they get back in touch? I know the website, but also, you know, email, Twitter, whatever else you might want to share with us.
Well, you know, I'm a very active founder, and, you know, my email is very simple. It's art.langer@columbia.edu.
Okay.
And that information is on our website. They can call our offices at 212-870-2260 is our office number. All that information is on the website. In terms of cost, it just varies. We will work with companies. It could be anywhere from Blackstone calling us up and asking us for a help desk resource and paying us a rate of $35 or $40 an hour to a call center person that maybe we would bill at $25 an hour, depending on the location of the country, to what I call the platinum plan, where I want to train 20 people like Prudential, where we'll come up with an investment model that will make sense for the education and all of the other areas. But it is not as pervasive as you might think.
Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to be on Drive Through HR with us today. It's a very interesting model. I think the show probably ran out of time, so we're maybe in the after show for a second. But I appreciate your time, and I think it's fascinating, and I would like to stay in touch and perhaps talk with you about a couple other ways to help promote what you're doing. It seems like it's a very very compelling kind of solution that I haven't run across much before, so I'm very interested in this.
Okay, well, thank you for having me. I'm always excited about talking about what I do. I'm also on TEDx. If anybody wants to see a presentation that I made at Teachers College at Columbia University. But we feel very good about what we've accomplished over the last 13, 14 years. And we're looking forward to our continual growth. And we thank you for taking the time to help us communicate to the world that there are other alternatives.
Thanks. I'll get the show link up, and I'll tweet out your TEDx. I see your link, so I'll tweet that out as well to our audience. Thanks for being on the show today, and have a great afternoon, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Attention outlet shoppers. Right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online. Attention outlet shoppers, right now, save 50 to 70% off everything for the family at Gap Factory stores and online. With shorts from $14.99 and tees from $6.99. And save 50 to 70% off everything at Banana Republic Factory stores and online. With an extra 50% off clearance and dresses for women starting at $19.99. Hurry! Search our store locator for your nearest Gap Factory and Banana Republic Factory store or shop us online.